In this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah Hishomer b'nei gatzaras l'shmor meod l'asos kechol sheiruas chema koanim alvim kasher to be sim teshmun l'asos, to be careful to follow the proper halachas of tzaras, and then right afterwards zochar eis asher asa Hashem lekechol Miriam baderech b'tzeischem yitzrayim. Remember what happened with Miriam. And while perhaps on the simplest level of Pshuto Shel Mikra, one might say, like the Rashbam, the big pashtun of Pshuto Shel Mikra, he says, what do you have to remember Miriam? Oh, to remember, you have to follow the halachas of Tzaras. Even Miriam, who was a very important person and had a lot of protexia and knew people in high places, and even Baderech Tzeischem Yitzrayim, it was very inconvenient to leave the Machne, she still followed the halachas and left the Machne for Hesker of 7 days. So too, everyone should follow the halachas of Tzaras. And that might be, you know, a very Pshuto Shel Mikra approach. However, Rashi and most of the Mefarshim tell us a Masorah that Chazal learn from the story of Miriam, that Tzaras comes as an onesh for Lashon Hara, and the mitzvah of Zachar, Esesh, Hashem, Lekech, Miriam is really about refraining from Lashon Hara and Basli, Zar, Shalotel, Tilakeb, Tzaras, Al Tesaper, Lashon Hara, to remember that Lashon Hara causes Tzaras, how serious Lashon Hara is. Lashon Hara might seem very innocuous to us, so to remember that it causes Tzaras, the Ramban follows this approach as well, takes it very seriously, says this is actually the Isser D'Oraisa against telling Lashon Hara, and why specifically. So if we have to remember, we have to have a remembrance not to tell Lashon Hara, an Isser of Lashon Hara in the Torah, why specifically about Miriam? So it could be, on one level, because Miriam is a great Musser for us. She got a really, really big punishment, so we should see how serious it is. Rabbeinu Bachya adds, she was a very righteous person, and her intention wasn't really so bad. She was really just trying to help him, meaning she had every excuse in the world and every zechus in the world, and nonetheless got this terrible punishment of Tzaras. So Kol Shekain, someone who just, you know, is trying to be mean to people or is insensitive and is not such a big tzaddik should watch out, because Tzaras is a very chomer avira. So on the one hand, it could be Miriam is here to remind us of Tzaras just because it teaches us how serious it is that even Miriam, even in that circumstance where maybe she wasn't trying to be so evil, got such a serious punishment. However, I heard a very, very fascinating pshat. What's called the Targum Yonason here, he says, I forget the exact, I don't have it in front of me, the exact lashon, but he says, Hevi dechir de lo lachashada be'inshi. Be careful not, something along the lines, be careful not to be choshed in people, not to suspect people. Because after all, Miriam spoke, was choshed b'chsherim, and spoke wrongly about Moshe Rabbeinu, and look what happened to her. And that's another interesting angle. He didn't focus on the fact that Miriam insulted Moshe by speaking poorly about him. Miriam was choshed. She misjudged Moshe. So what happened? Miriam saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and she said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're supposed to keep Kol Torah Kula. And here you're being Mevatel Mitzvah Zona. You're not keeping Kol Torah Kula properly. And if you look at it, like the evidence was right there. Like she had first-hand testimony from Tzipora as to what Moshe was doing. She knew what it says in the Chumash. She knew what Moshe was doing. She put two and two together. It's like a very, it's not rocket science. The conclusion is Moshe wasn't keeping the Torah. He wasn't keeping the mitzvah zone of the Torah. And therefore she complained about that to give a little musser to, you know, shouldn't you practice what you preach, right? Shouldn't you keep Kol Torah Kula if you're the one who brought down Kol Torah Kula to us from the Shemayim? Just, she didn't know that if Pel, Pel, Dabar Bo, as Rashi says, there in Baloska, that Moshe had a special tzivoy from Hashem, as a special exceptional circumstance, that everyone else should be shuvu lechem lo aleichem, keep mitzvahs oneh, but Moshe's command of Yata Poa Modi Madi, he had a unique special circumstance that made an exception to the normal rule, and therefore what he did was really okay and was really a mitzvah, not an aveira. And here it's interesting. Why Davka, this example of Miriam? Miriam, after all, you'd say, maybe Miriam's not such a good musser. She spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it was so harsh. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm just speaking Lashon Hara about this guy, whatever. You know, it's not so bad if you don't speak Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Just speak Lashon Hara about some bum in the street, some, you know, guy who's not anything special. And maybe the musser here is, be careful not to be choshed in people. Remember what happened to Miriam. Miriam had the facts, 100% proof that Moshe was doing something wrong. And yet, there was something she didn't know unique about the circumstances that she didn't hop that really shined an entirely different light on what was going on. Maybe like Hashem telling us to remember, when we see other people, it's so easy to judge other people. And sometimes it's black and white. You know what it says in the Torah. You know what's right. You know what they're doing. The evidence is all there. You're not making things up. You're not making assumptions. It's all evidence right there in front of you. But you never know what the unique circumstances of someone is, even if they're not Moshe Rabbeinu. So fine, Hashem didn't give them a nevuah. But everyone has unique circumstances, and there are always factors you don't know about, and there are always things that you weren't there when they were said, you weren't there when they were done, you weren't there when they were necessary. And therefore, whenever we look at other people, we should remember Miriam, and even if though it looks one way to us, we should remember everyone has unique circumstances, and we don't know what's going on in anyone else's life. And before we jump to conclusions, we should dan l'chav schos and realize that perhaps the circumstances are a little different than they seem to us. Shabbat shalom.